Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, my name is Laura Rybosh.
Hi, Laura?
Yes.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how can I help you today?
Well, we had our installation done yesterday, and I was immediately billed today for the service period starting yesterday. Apparently, there's two other technical people in our business on the account, and I do not want them to have access to the I see emails went out to all of them. I just made changes in our ETF and or EFT, sorry, and our auto pay. And they should not have administrative rights to see any of the billing that way.
Okay, let me get into the account. What is the account name under?
Okay, it's under Miller Howard Investments.
Miller Howard Investment?
Howard, H-A-W-A-R-D.
Investments, okay.
Yeah, I have the account number if you want.
Let me see, I should be able to bring it up. Oh, yep, I get it here. Can you confirm for me the address of service?
We're at 45 Pine Grove Avenue, Suite 301, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, thank you. And do you know the email address that we have for you on file?
For me on file, it's accountspayable@mhinvest.com.
Okay, thank you. I do see two other, those are the ones that you want to take on off.
Well, Tad and Jazz are on there. I'm just a little horrified that every time I made a change today, emails went to all of them. So I don't know how their profiles are set up. And I can talk to them and tell, I'll have to tell them like what to shut off or what to change in their profiles. I'm not sure what to tell them.
I mean, I can unclick their, do you want me to leave their emails on the account, but just unclick the email, you know, for us sending them emails?
Yeah, like when I look in my inbox, I see that it also went to Tad and it also went to the J. Kandari address.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't be getting anything that I'm doing on the accounts payable side or anything with the invoices.
Okay. All right. So I can take their emails completely, or I can or just unclick their access. Would you like me just to take them off completely? I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to still need access to a profile with Archtop in case they need to make a change or put in a ticket for technical issues.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's the but the billing contact, anything that the billing person, which me, does, they should not have access to.
Okay.
I don't know if that's possible or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just tell them to set up a rule in an email, I guess, to always ignore these emails. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I do see that. Let me see. Jazz is active, an active person on the account. That is a good question. Let me ask, there's always a first one, so let me ask to make sure it's, you know, possible for us to keep their emails there, but just unclick for them not to receive anything with billing.
Correct. That's perfect.
Okay.
If that's possible. I don't know if it is.
Okay.
And then I have a second question after this.
Okay. Do you want me? I can see what you can ask me the second question. Just making.
Okay. So because I did not know I was getting this bill, I did not have the auto pay set up, and so of course as soon as I got it this morning, and I had to go ask somebody, oh, did they actually come here and do that and bill us? So I didn't have a chance to do my automatic ACH. And I want to save the $10 a month. So I just set that up. But do I need to make a payment first? Like YOAT?
So you want to, you set up the auto, it looks like you already set up auto pay.
I just did it like Right. And that's the reason why everybody else got those emails.
Okay. So let me see here. Opened.
And couldn't tell on your site whether or not I should pay this myself or if I should let it try to happen or what.
The due date, I'll tell you right now, when the due date will be, and if it's after today, it should come out. It should be after today. The due date is January 2nd. So yeah. That will automatically come out on the 2nd of January. If I can ask to see if they're able to give you the adjustment now for the $10, so that will kick in for the first, 2nd of January. If they're not able to do it, then
it's not a big deal.
The $10. Okay, so the $10. Yes. So yeah. So if they can do it for this one,
I was not given enough notice.
No, I completely understand. But yeah, they should have any issues. But I'll request that for that adjustment. So hopefully they do give me the $10 okay. adjustment. Starting on January. If not, then it will be February. But I would ask that question for you as well. I'll be right back if you're okay.
Sure. Okay, all right. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.